Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Major News with Major Garrett, our weekly conversation with CBS's chief Washington correspondent.
Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM KMOX. A good morning to you. Time to go to the guest line and the host of The Takeout, which is on CBS News 24/7. And the chief Washington correspondent for CBS News joins us every Thursday at this time. It's Major Garrett on the show. Hello, Major.
Hello and good morning.
Good morning.
Is it a good morning in Washington?
Well, it's another busy one. I can confirm that. Lots of news, and it's not even noon.
Okay. That's okay. Well,
isn't that pretty typical now?
Yeah.
Yes, it's very typical. It's I would say energizingly typical, and I just wonder if I will continue to be able to summon the requisite energy day in and day out. There are days I have my doubts.
Oh, don't do that.
You're great.
We need you, Major. Yeah. You are a shining light on the Capitol firmament.
That's right. Yes. Very good.
Waxing poetic on a Thursday morning.
That's right. Well, let's jump into it. Recency bias with a story kind of broke last night, and people still talking about the so-called travel ban that Donald Trump announced yesterday regarding 12 countries. Can you let us know, maybe put it in context for us? Is this something that presidents do? Obviously, it's happened before. Is this unusual? What is your take?
Well, it's something that this president did and did poorly the first time around. The travel ban was chaotically rolled down in the early days of the first Trump administration. I write about this in great detail in my book, Mr. Trump's Wild Ride, because they did not have the system that they've built for this travel ban. When they did it the first time, it created all sorts of confusion, chaos. There were protests at the airport. People didn't know how to implement this particular policy, and there were legal challenges. The Trump administration the first time around had to rewrite the travel ban, not once, but twice. But the third time they rewrote it, it was challenged before the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court upheld it because it was rooted in existing immigration law and presidential authorities. Having gone through that experience and not rolling it out in the very first days of this administration, they believe, and I think they will probably be vindicated in this, that this one is going to be legally defensible. It has proper and delineated exceptions for those who are permanent residents, have other legal status, or are coming here on official business. If you come here for the World Cup, for a matter of fact, you can come in. And the numbers from these 12 designated countries are pretty small in terms of immigrant flow or travel flow. So it catches a lot of attention. It's actual human consequence is pretty minimal because there's not a lot of inflow from these 12 countries. There's one interesting exception from the first Trump administration. Syria was on that list then, properly so. run by the Bashar al-Assad dictatorship, hostile to U.S. interests, not only in the region, but globally. Syria is not on the list this time. Why? Because the Assad government has fallen. There is a new government trying to create a new governing reality in Syria. The president recently lifted all economic sanctions on that government, has met briefly with the leader of the Syrian regime while in the Middle East. So that's a difference. And this administration is using this travel ban to send different signals and to limit migration in different ways. This one, I believe, because they went through this process so rigorously the first time, will be upheld in the courts and is part and parcel of what can only be described as a maximalist Trump approach to limiting virtually all forms of migration into this country, legal and illegal.
So what does it mean that this was done in response, or at least the president said it was done in response to the anti-Semitic attack in Colorado, and that person was an Egyptian national, but Egypt is not on this list?
Right. So it's not. This thing has been in the works. It is contextually relevant, but Egypt's not on the list. It would be a very big deal if Egypt were on the list. Egypt is an interlocutor, an ally of ours, off and on in the Middle East. We have a lot of economic and military assistance that goes to Egypt. There's a lot of training of Egyptian military forces in the United States. It would be vastly complicating to put Egypt on this list and a major diplomatic blow up. That's a different issue. A tourist visa overstay is not the same as a travel ban, meaning you can't come here unless you have very specific carve outs under this proclamation. And if you don't have those specific carve outs, even if you're not someone who has a background that is criminal or terroristic at all, you still can't come here. That's a different thing. The Egyptian person who was radicalized by, he says, the conflict between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, planned this attack for a year, carried it out, overstayed a tourist visa, then was in the process of trying to get a work permit, and was in a kind of nebulous immigration status. There are lots of people who fall into that nebulous immigration status if you overstay a tourist visa, because maybe you apply for asylum, maybe you apply for a work permit, maybe you apply for some other thing. You have a process that goes on, and you're still here while your process continues. This is one of the things that frustrates the Trump administration. They're like, there are too many procedural things that allow people to overstay their original agreed upon time in our country. And we've got to figure out a way to tease that out and to identify these people who are overstaying, not living up to their side of the original agreement they made with us as an immigrant, and get them out. Harder than it sounds, much harder than it sounds. And so in that sense, they're related, but only by some small circumstance and some small coincidence of time. The travel ban has been in the works. It may have been expedited because of the Egyptian thing, but they're not, from a policy perspective, related. And as you mentioned, Egypt's not even on the list.
Major, a subdued Elon Musk is stepping away from government. It seems the honeymoon is over with Musk and Trump as they seem to be disagreeing on policy issues. What is your summary of Musk and Doge?
Well, the summary is, nice try. You went for a lot of low-hanging fruit, things that are easy and politically vulnerable. Even though USAID, the Agency for International Development, does a lot of important work, it does it overseas in faraway places that most Americans are not that politically interested in. And getting rid of that agency, sort of publicly humiliating it by peeling its name off the bureaucratic headquarters in downtown Washington, D.C., summarily firing all those people, okay, that was pretty easy to do. Also getting rid of other bureaucrats, offering early retirement buyouts, that was easy to do. But in the end, at least half, if not more, of these efforts have been blocked by the court, and those court interventions are probably going to be upheld because they're not legal. Many of these things have a congressional legislative intent behind them, which means Congress has to be involved. The administration has set a $9 billion spending cut package to Congress that reflects DOGE efforts. $9 billion is a decent amount of money, but it's a far cry from the $2 trillion, then the $1 trillion, then the half a trillion that they promised. And as Walter Isaacson said on CNBC this morning, biographer of Elon Musk, Elon never even tried to get to the big drivers of spending in Washington, which is procurement at the Pentagon. Remember, there was a couple of weeks ago, he's going to the Pentagon next. He's going to look at the whole process by which we buy. They never did anything at the Pentagon. Nothing. Zippy. Didn't go after entitlements at any level that is structurally relevant, and created so many political enemies and consumer blowback. He harmed his companies, harmed his reputation, and accomplished much less than was advertised. And now, because he's furious at the White House for nullifying the nomination of his friend, Jared Isaacman, to be the head of NASA, Musk is like, I'm out. Not only am I out, I'm going to use my platform to denounce the one thing that Trump cares about most, the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. And on my program 2 days ago, I had the chairman of the House Budget Committee, Jody Arrington, who said on the record, this is a problem. He was on right after Musk's first tweet denouncing the bill. He said, this is a problem. It's going to create political issues for Republicans because Musk holds a lot of sway. Not as much as President Trump, but he's kind of up there. So it's a fascinating look into the factions within the Trump coalition, how tenuous their alignments are, and how quickly personal animosity can come straight to the surface with unpredictable political impact.
The president this morning said he had a good phone call, and he said this via Truth Social with President Xi of China, talking about their trade deal they recently agreed to. So what is he referring to?
Well, there isn't a trade deal. There was a general agreement about things that they were going to pursue and a scaling back of announced tariffs. But all the underlying hard substantive things were unresolved in Geneva. But there was at least an effort to scale back some of the highest tariffs, which effectively created a trade embargo between the United States and China. That was a big achievement. But the rest of the statement today is basically about invitations. I was invited to China. I've invited President Xi to America. The rest of it is an exercise in opacity. It doesn't mean anything. No one can decipher these statements. And usually, it's the Chinese who write statements like that that are indecipherable. There are a lot of words that just seem like they talk about things, but they don't really specify. Trump didn't specify anything that was agreed to, nothing whatsoever, other than to say they're going to continue to talk. So he's not denouncing Xi as he did earlier this week. Frustrated, he's hard to make a bargain with. This is meant to calm the markets, but nothing is resolved. Nothing on the trade front. Even when the president made reference to rare earth minerals, which China has blocked the export of, to the harm of several U.S. companies and U.S. allies, the statement about that clarifies nothing. So if anything was achieved, no one is willing to say with specificity what it was. So what we have is a bunch of social media posts about invitations. That's good. Means they're talking. But as far as a resolution, hard to find any evidence of that.
Major, a lot has been made of Jake Tapper's book, Original Sin. And now former Biden press secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre has announced she's left the Democratic Party. She is an independent and she has her own book titled A Look Inside a Broken White House Outside the Party Lines, or Independent is the main title there. And all of these books point to a cover up from Joe Biden's health perspective. Also, the alacrity with which they were published leads me to believe that people knew about this the whole time. What is your take on this?
So I have a very different take on the question of cover-up.
Okay.
So I asked our polling unit, and just as a small matter of self-congratulation, if you look at the CBS polling numbers, 2018, 2020, 2022, and 2024, they were very close to the mark, very close to the ultimate outcome. Polls are not predictive, but we were measuring a lot of where the electorate was. Even when the results were somewhat surprising to other pollsters, they were not surprising to us. So I asked our polling unit, when did we first detect that the public had deep-seated reservations about a second Biden term, either because of approval or because of questions about his ability to fulfill a second term. And the answer came back to me September of 2023, when more than a majority, nearly 64%, somewhere around that range, told us, so that's almost two-thirds of the country telling us they had deep concerns about a second Biden term in the context of whether or not he could carry out a full second term. So if in September of 2023, our polling was telling us that people saw this and had made up their minds themselves, I have a hard time with the cover-up designation, okay? Because a cover-up conceals something successfully from the public through which, without the cover-up, they would not know, okay? If our polling showed that in September of 2023, two-thirds of the country had doubts, I don't think there was a cover-up. Was there denialism? Was there a sense of giving it to Biden simply because he would not go and not daring to have a conversation about the reliability of that decision? Sure. That's different than a cover-up. I think cover-up lets a lot of people off the hook.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A lot of people off the hook. Because it centers it around 5 or 6 people. Like, oh, it was this cabal. Wait a minute. No. It wasn't a cabal. It was a Democratic Party agreement. And lots of people who had ambitions of their own decided not to carry those ambitions out, bow to Biden, and all the things that Democrats like to say about the cult of personality of the Trump movement and people who are enablers and people who say one thing privately and then do something completely different in the public square. Democrats better reconcile themselves to the exact same phenomenon that played out in their party in regards to this set of choices.
Well, I want to make a distinction about this book. John Pierre's book is arguing that he was betrayed by the Democratic Party. It's not that there was a psychological issue or a mental issue with him, correct? Like, she's taking a different approach with the book.
Right.
That's my understanding.
Look, with all due respect to Corinne Jean-Pierre, this book is not going to be the fulcrum by which Democrats try to decide what went wrong and what to do in the future. It just won't be. The broader conversation, and I just had a long conversation for the Takeout podcast, YouTube, and the show with Jason Crow, Democrat from Colorado, who was pretty aggressive with Biden on this idea of not running for a second term once things became very clear after the first debate. He's like, look, this is a party-wide thing, and everyone who did nothing is going to have to explain themselves in public because everyone had a choice. Everyone could have looked at this and said, I don't believe this is a good idea. I believe the president has been a good president. He said he would be a transitional figure. I'm going to hold him publicly to account for being a transitional figure, for being a bridge to the next generation. And if he isn't, I'm going to run against him or I'm going to denounce his candidacy. And they didn't. And that absence of involvement, that absence of courage, that denialism, that sort of acceptance of whatever Biden says goes and you are powerless to change the trajectory of the Democratic Party, that, I think, is the central issue, regardless of what Corinne Jean-Pierre says about what did or didn't happen, because nobody in the Democratic Party believes Joe Biden's problem was the party turned against him. They believe Biden foisted a decision on the party that the party accepted, and had he not made that decision and given the party a chance to have a primary and a competitive process to succeed him, things might have turned out differently.
Major Garrett is chief Washington correspondent for CBS News. Watch The Takeout. It is on CBS News 24/7. As always, Major, we appreciate it, and we will talk next week.
And you can find the show on YouTube and any of our other over-the-top TV providers as well.
Fantastic. Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Talk next week.
That is Major Garrett with us. It's 104.1 FM KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.